Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Above the blue, and windy sea.
9:49, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
When I come home.
I promise you, this is the only show that is up and down the radio dial giving you both Arcade Fire and Tony Bennett all in the same hour today. For different reasons. Arcade Fire headlining the final night of Lollapalooza tonight. Tony Bennett, 91 years old, just turned 91 years old, killing it at Ravinia on Friday night. According to all the reviews that I've read, I was not able to go to the show, but all the reviews talked about how great Tony Bennett was, and I just wanted to acknowledge it. Howard Reich in the Tribune said that he sang more than 24 songs. He's 91 years old. He sang 24 songs. And as Howard Reich says, at something close to perfection, but also because of the expressive breadth of his work, the insights of his lyric reading, the impeccable quality of his pitch, and singular way of shaping a melody. I've always said that about Tony Bennett. It's not just that he's got a nice voice. It's not just that it's Tony Bennett, and you know, it's somewhat of an experience to see this legendary performer, period. When Tony Bennett sings a song, the interpretation of the words, the meaning, as Howard Reich puts it, the insights of his lyrical reading, breathing life into words on a page, nobody does it better than Tony Bennett still. After all of these years, 91 years old, sang the songs and, had great stage banter with people. The last time that I saw him was a couple of years ago when he was here with Lady Gaga, and he was amazing that night. And you could tell how much Lady Gaga worshipped him, but every time you see Tony Bennett perform, that's what it's like, and there are no signs of slowing him down. God bless him. I think it's great. And we have a few minutes here, so I just wanted to open up the phones. We've been talking about music, talking about Lollapalooza, talking about Tony Bennett. Is there a show that you will never forget, a concert that you went to, a performance that you went to that you absolutely will never forget as long as you live? 312-981-7200. I think that most people have a concert experience like that of somebody. Tony Bennett is definitely one of them for me. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, definitely one of them for me. I still say my all-time favorite concert that I ever attended was the several shows that I went to for Tina Turner. You want to talk about a show person. You want to talk about somebody who brings it 200% every show. That is Tina Turner, who at that time, Joey, can you look up and see how old Tina Turner is now? Because this is probably 10 years ago, maybe, that was the last time I saw her, because she's pretty much retired now from concert performing. She's 77 now, so let's say she was in her upper 60s then, maybe 70 years old, something like that, in high-heel stiletto shoes. You know, high heels. And at one point, you know, this very elaborate stage setup on which she does not stop moving. But at one point, this sort of metal, giant metal arm pulls out of the stage and extends itself over the audience. So now it's like a runway over the heads of the audience. And Tina Turner, 67, 70 years old, whatever it was, not holding on to anything, in her high heel shoes, goes running down this new runway on top of the audience, above the audience, singing her heart out. Exhilarating. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. I think that's got to be it for me. How about you? Favorite concert moment of all time? 312-981-7200. Mark, what was it for you?
Hey, it's strange, but an opera that I flew to Germany to hear. Oh, wow. And hear a specific singer by the name of Edita Gruberova. And to hear that voice live, how it just unamplified filled the hall.
Wow.
And, you know, I've had a number of CDs of hers, and but to hear that voice live and to think, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was stunning, stunning. She's only performed in Chicago once back in 85, but it was unbelievable.
Edita Gruberova?
Yes. She's a Slovakian coloratura, and she's actually 71. She'll be 71 in December, and she's still singing and pretty well. It's opera's a little different, you know. They don't use the microphones in most cases, like a Tony Bennett, who's incredible, unbelievable. But for 71 and being a soprano, that's she's pretty darn good.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, I know it can be pretty moving. My first thought is to that scene in the movie Philadelphia where Tom Hanks' character is listening to, I think it was Maria Callas in the movie, right?
Yes, it was. Exactly. Senza Mama was the aria.
Yeah, and, you know, the character was moved to tears, as was I, with the emotion that she was able to bring to the song opera singers do. Okay, well, thank you, Mark. Have a great day today.
You bet. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Here is Tim. You are on WGN. Hello.
Hey, Dean. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, most memorable concert for me had to be middle 70s at the old Mill Run on Golf Road.
Oh.
Okay, that was so up close and personal at a theater.
Right.
It was Dionne Warwick and Isaac Hayes.
Together?
Together.
Wow.
They each had their own band. At that time, Mill Run said it was the largest orchestras they've ever had.
Wow.
He would do some of her songs, and she would do some of his songs.
Wow.
It was just unbelievable.
Wow, unbelievable. That sounds cool. Like, do you know the way to San Jose? Yeah.
Oh, he did her, like, way to San Jose and stuff. And
she sang the theme from Shaft?
She was doing that stuff, too. Yep. It was unbelievable.
Wow, I never knew they performed together. What a combination.
Yep, it was great.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hello there, Alice. You're on WGN.
Yeah, morning, Dean.
Good morning, Alice.
Yeah, listen, so many shows that have been so wonderful. But one of my favorites was at the Chicago Theater when I saw Sinatra, Dean, and Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, man. Original.
And I'm telling you, I was in the second row with a friend of mine, and Dean, I will never, ever forget it. And that was the last show that Dean Martin performed.
That's right, I remember.
Because the next day, they brought in Liza Minnelli.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you talk about memories, so many, but Dean, I wanted to say good morning. Thanks for your great show, and those were some of my favorite memories.
I'm glad you called up. Wow. I mean, that's mind-blowing that you got to see these guys. How cool is that? Appreciate
it. It was cool. Thanks so much, Dean. Have a great day.
You do the same. Favorite concerts. Tara, hi, you're on WGN.
Good morning. I am an original Southern California transplant to South Bend, Indiana, so I blow a lot of people's minds at a lot of the concerts I've been to, but I have to say Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I also saw Led Zeppelin.
That's cool.
A lot of people are like, wow.
Oh, that's so,
I really enjoyed my concert.
That feels like that would make sense to me, but to have the opportunity to have seen Freddie Mercury is... That's pretty amazing because, I mean, he is considered one of the really great vocalists ever.
Yep, it was incredible.
Where did you see them?
I saw them at the Forum in Los Angeles.
Okay. All right.
It was amazing.
They sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Thank you for letting me share.
Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, right?
Of course, yep.
And little did you know we would be singing Scaramouche all these years later for a whole new reason.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Tara. Hi, Val. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean.
Good morning.
Mine is one that you're probably not going to be too happy about, but at the Auditorium Theater, one of my favorite shows was in his heyday, Kenny G.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. He put on a wonderful show. He came out into the audience, and don't you know, I got to dance with him.
Oh, look at that. Did you get caught in his hair?
Oh, my God.
Did you get caught? Because it could be like an octopus. It could be like an octopus's tentacles.
There was so much of that show that was so moving. I mean, I cried. I mean, it's just such an emotional music to me.
No, I know what you mean. I tease about it, but he's a very talented performer and extremely charismatic. He's a very, very nice guy and probably had a lot of nice stage banter, right? And I'll bet he really made it fun.
Just wonderful. And it was at the Auditorium Theater.
Yeah.
So, of course, the acoustics are just unbelievable.
Right.
And it was relatively close because I was sitting in the, I wasn't in the dress circle, but I was in the parquet circle.
Yeah.
And it was just incredible. And another good concert was Styx when they played there.
Oh, okay.
When they did the, I believe it was the Paradise Theater tour.
Okay. All right.
Which made a whole lot of sense, which was awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for changing the subject from Kenny G. I appreciate that.
I figured you'd want a nice segue.
Have a great day.
Thanks too.
For the call. We'll also say we're talking about our favorite concerts of all time. That Earth, Wind, and Fire, who does our theme song here, it's the Sunday morning theme song. Earth, Wind, and Fire puts on one heck of a show also. I've seen them several times. What's your favorite, Shawnee? Favorite concert of all time?
Well, we've talked about it a couple of times before on the program, Dean. There's been a number, but that one performance with Ella Fitzgerald at Ravinium was just continues to take my breath away every time I think about it. She was
so regret that I never got to see her.
She was frail, but the voice was still there.
Still
and I got to tell you, when they helped her on stage, that audience just was up for grabs.
Wow.
They were just screaming. It was amazing.
I so regret. I mean, there's a few that I so regret that I never had the opportunity to see. That is not seeing Ella Fitzgerald is definitely one of them. Sam, how about you? Favorite concert of all time?
Billy Joel, Elton John, dueling pianos at Wrigley.
Nice.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was an amazing show. Talking about amazing shows, Shawnee, we've been talking about the Lollapalooza because you love it so much.
Yes.
Check this out. This happened at the Metro on Friday night? Yeah, Friday night. The Foo Fighters put on an after party after Lollapalooza shut down. The Foo Fighters came and did a show at the Metro. One of the places where they, you know, first performed when they were first starting their career, which is a big deal all by itself to have the Foo Fighters playing a small venue like that. They are joined on stage here by Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, the founder of Lollapalooza, doing the Jane's Addiction song, Mountain Song.
I can't understand a word they're saying.
Go, kids, with your hippity hop rock and roll. You can't even hear a word. Can they sing Pennsylvania 65,000?
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo choo?
We're also talking about some significant anniversaries. I mentioned that 50 years ago this week, the Picasso statue was unveiled. You mentioned the anniversary of dropping the bomb on Hiroshima.
Yes.
One other anniversary that was texted in to us. Got a nice text this morning from the 219 area code that says, Dean, happy anniversary. 30 years ago today, Shawnee. Smooth Jazz, WNUA hit
premiere.
The airwaves in Chicago.
95.5.
Yeah, Dean Richards jazzing up your morning.
Hey, we had fun over there.
Speak for yourself. Yeah, it's Gatto Barbieri. Europa. What?
Whatever happened to Bascia, the singer?
Bascia.
Yeah. Whatever happened to
you
Bascia?
You put like four extra syllables in her name.
All right. Bascia. You know who I was talking about.
Bascia.
Bascia.
I don't know. Oddly,
she was big when we were over
it. Oh, we used to play the Bascia all the time.
Yes.
How do you spell Bascia?
B-A-S-I-A.
Yeah. I like how we say it at the same time. I don't know. I did not get a Christmas card from her. So.
Sade, I believe, was also.
Sade still.
I like Sade.
Do you say smooth. Sade?
No, Sade.
Sade. Sade.
Chowder or chowda?
Sade.
Because some people say Sade.
No, it's not Sade. It's Sade.
It's a little bit of the Bascia.
Yeah, New Day for You. Yeah, we played that.
Oh, man, did we. Yeah, all these years later, still jazzing up your morning. Even though this isn't even remotely jazz. I don't know what happened to her.
Well, Sade, I think, is still performing.
Sade is still performing, yeah. And Kenny G's still going.
It's still out, yeah. Yep.
So anyway, I wasn't with the aforementioned WNUA when it first went on the air. I came, so Yvonne Daniels was before me, and when she passed away, then I took over doing the morning show from her. So I came, I probably came 5 years into it, something like that. Oh, but it was a meaningful time for me.
I was there in 91 for a little while and early 92.
Yeah.
And that was our little reunion from the previous radio station where we worked.
Yes, it was. Hey, Joey, look up the Bascia. Check out and see if Bascia is touring or anything. B-A-S-I-A. Let's get a... I'm sure there's three other people who are curious.
You brought up the anniversary of the Picasso unveiling.
Are we going to start doing like a This Day in History
feature? I think we ought to. We just may as well just go off on this tangent.
My favorite.
Ever read Mike Royko's
We're going to call it Living in the Past, though.
That's a song by Jethro Tull, isn't it?
I know that.
Have you ever read Mike Royko's column about the unveiling of the Picasso?
I don't think so.
It is one of his all-time best.
Really?
It's one of his all-time best, yes. So you can find it online.
Producer Joey Kelman with the Bascia update.
Her last tour, March 2015, in Cape Town's Jazz Festival in South Africa.
Oh, she hasn't toured in 2 years? Does it give her home phone number?
I'll dig.
Give her a call. See if I guess I like that song.
It's a new day.
I liked it.
I guess I like it.
It's one of those things where when you play a song 5,000 times, it starts to lose the appeal a little bit.
It was played quite a bit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
On the station.
All right. We're going to try to bring the show back into the 1980s in a minute to catch things up a little bit. Who I want to catch up with here? It's meteorologist Mike Hammernick.
We need to ask what his favorite concert is.
Mike, what was your favorite concert experience of all time?
Make me narrow it down to one, huh? Wow. Maybe The Who. Springsteen.
That's cool.
That's
cool. Springsteen puts on a great show.
Yeah, they both put on great shows.
I've never seen The Who, but I've only seen Springsteen once, but he does put on an amazing show.
And AC/DC, when they're in their heyday, they put on a heck of a show, too. I'm a Parrothead, so I'm biased toward Jimmy Buffett,
Sounds
too.
Sounds like you're a little bit of a metalhead, too.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Who
back
would
in
have
the day.
Thought that soft-spoken Mike Hammernick was also a metalhead?
I look out for the quiet guys,
We learn things all the time.